father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Wake up and talk to me. It's a long time since last night. I know we said things, the saddest things, and I'm not sure it was wise. When the morning's sad, you don't look back, but you sure don't.
Hello and welcome back to the second hour of Wiggins America, or welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. I've been covering some things this morning. We talked about January 6th. We talked about who runs the world with Old Roy. So if you missed the first hour, you can go get that on the Odyssey app. You can rewind or get the podcast when we upload that probably on Sunday night, just after the Heidi Harris show. So I don't really have a great way to get into this topic because most of my features are things like Tales from the Dark Side or The Game of Lies, things that are generally negative. What I have here is positive. It's a clip from Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City. Now, one of the reasons I find this fascinating is not because it's New York City and there's a lot of attention given to New York City. That is true. And, you know, the mayor of any city is not going to be as well known as the mayor of New York City. That's just the way it is. But the mayor of Chicago is going to be reelected. You know, we're losing Lori Lightfoot in the great state of Illinois to a future mayor that we don't know. It's either going to be this Brandon Johnson guy or it's going to be Paul Vallis. Neither of one of which I knew much about up until the last couple weeks. And it looks like Paul Vallis is the more, he's a Democrat, but he looks like he's the more rational of the two. Johnson looks like he's going to actually take it in a further left hellhole than it already is. Can you imagine being further left of Lori Lightfoot? But that looks like where he's at. So really, it's going to say a lot about the state of the nation, too, that election. So all eyes on Eric Adams. That's how he won his election. But it was by just not being so far left that he actually stood out from the pack a little bit because he's against crime. That's what Paul Vallis is doing in Chicago. Eric Adams has been an interesting figure to me because he ran on a platform that sounded fairly moderate or at least not super far left. And then he hasn't really governed that way. So these comments that he's giving now, I am shocked to hear. I'm fully in support of, but I want to get your thoughts. Here's what he said last week.
We are destroying our next generation. Destroying them. And we say over and over again, we need to build a world that's better for our children. No, we need to build children that's better for our world. And we have to be honest about that. And it means instilling in them some level of faith and belief. Don't tell me about no separation of church and state. State is the body. Church is the heart. You take the heart out of the body dies. I can't separate my belief because I'm an elected official. When I walk with God. When I talk with God. When I put policies in place, I put them in with a God-like approach to them. That's who I am. And I was that when I was that third grader, and I'm going to be that when I leave government. I am still a child of God and will always be a child of God. And I want to apologize about being a child of God. It is not going to happen.
Does hearing that from Eric Adams, an avowed Democrat, and, you know, certainly not a conservative Democrat, at least that's not the way he's governed so far, does hearing that surprise you? Because it really surprised me. But I really believe that that is what is going to save America, is people coming back to God first. Because you have to have this core belief that then shows itself in policy. And he's talking about, I do not believe in the separation of church and state. By the way, if you do, you can. This is America. You can believe in that. But it's not in the Constitution. And it never was in the Constitution. That was actually added to law. The concept of separation of church and state didn't even exist in American law until the 1950s, when there started to be talk about taking official prayer out of schools. And they said, well, it's a slippery slope. You take the prayer out of schools, you take God out of schools, you're really going to lose the nation. Where do you think we are right now? You think we're doing pretty good? So I love hearing that from Eric Adams. And I really believe that it is people like that that we have common ground with. Now, we may disagree with them on policies, but we have to start somewhere. And that is that's the best place to start, is right there, is say we have the same core beliefs. Now, how do we work out from that? So I started looking up some of the things that Eric Adams has been doing. Now, I don't know that if he's turning, if he's changing, or if this has always been the way he has handled things. And we just, throughout the COVID era, didn't really get to see him in action. He has been hard on crime. I mean, as hard as you can be in New York City. But you're not hearing New York City being the center of just awful homelessness and problems with crime that it was. It's not great. I'm not saying you solve these problems overnight, but he does support the police. He does support prosecuting crime. And you don't, if you notice, you don't hear about New York's problems as much as other cities. You don't hear about rampant theft all the time like you do in Portland or San Francisco or LA. You don't hear about homelessness as big of a problem there. I'm not saying these problems don't exist. I'm just saying that when you start to send the message that you're doing something about them, good things happen. Those things generally go down. Surprise, surprise. Well, get this. Here's a couple things that Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, has said after that that make me think, well, maybe he is turning around. Maybe he is seeing that there have to be some rational policies. You don't have to call them conservative if you don't want to. I don't care what the label is. The whole purpose of calling myself a conservative is not for a label. It's because I believe generally that this philosophy works. So I don't really care what you call it. Eric Adams, if you want to piecemeal some conservative policies together and call them something else, go for it. I just care about getting things done that work. Mayor Eric Adams is telling stores now, I'm reading, to have customers remove their face masks. It's got a big picture of what's up in all windows. I mean, if you go into businesses now, you still see this. You still see 6 feet apart on the floor in a lot of places just from hangover. But it says New York no longer has a face mask mandate, and that's partially due to him. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams is telling stores to get customers to lower their masks before entering to help prevent crime. It's a reversal of previous guidance for shops. Here, and they show a face mask sign, and there's a lot of people going, well, you can't really do that. You can't force private businesses to do that. Well, he's not issuing a mandate. That's the whole point. He's asking for their cooperation so that when they use security cameras, they can see and prosecute crime easier. He says, I'm doing this for you. You want me to protect your stores? Ask people to remove their masks as they come in, even if just for a moment, and then they can put them right back if they're worried about it. We're not trying to make a mandate here. I'm just asking you to let me help you. That is rational stuff. That is stuff that we can get behind. And it's not as if the customer has to do that. It's also not as if the shop owner has to do it. But the shop owner can say it, and the person doesn't even have to shop there if they don't want to. This is common sense stuff, and we need to be getting there. Here's another one from Mayor Eric Adams. This is from the New York Post. It says, Eric Adams wraps Kamala Harris over the migrant crisis. He says there's too much in her portfolio. So he is actually talking about her being able to run for future office and saying, no, it's not a good idea. I think he's criticizing her as a politician, but the reason that he's doing it is not because he dislikes her personally. They're both Democrats. Let's not kid ourselves here. He's still a Democrat. But he's saying that she has done such a terrible job on immigration that we're now dealing with her bad policies. This is rational stuff. And when you see Eric Adams saying this, I think we should applaud it, not just because we agree with it, but because he is going out on a limb against his own party in so many ways. And that's what the Democrat Party needs right now. They need moderate voices to come out and say, look, some of this stuff is kooky and stupid. Or to at least, if they're not willing to criticize some of it, just say, well, here's the policies we're going to put in place that are rational. That's what we need. That's what the city of St. Louis needs. That's what the city of Chicago needs. That's what cities need, is somebody who, even if you disagree with all the rest of the things they're doing politically, they're at least willing to go on record and say, I'm against crime. We need to prosecute crime. And I love the stuff that he was talking about, his relationship with the Lord. If it stems from there, I think it almost has to. I think it has to, because he's not willing. Usually these people, they're so self-protective that they're not willing to buck their own party unless they're answering to something higher. And in his case, that's exactly what he's saying he's doing. I've been thinking about it a lot this week for some reason. I think in light of these comments, because I heard him earlier this week and I've been waiting to play him back, that Jesus didn't really talk a whole lot about public policy. You know, he addressed it where it was asked of him, you know, should we pay taxes? We'll give unto Caesar what Caesar's. You know, it's not that he avoided it, but he spent the vast majority of his time not trying to fix the world and saying, here is the way to run things. He talked about people personally and saying, I have come to save you, not everybody, although it does include everybody. I'm talking to you. He would talk to individuals and say, what is your issue? What is your problem? What is your relationship with God? I am the gateway for you to have that relationship. He was talking about individual things, not necessarily public policy. A lot to learn there. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Wiggins America.
Not all heroes wear capes. But Ryan does. Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.